Another tragic story now, this one from the small town of Anderson, Missouri. Investigators there on the scene of a deadly fire that took place overnight at a group home for the mentally ill and elderly. The fire killed 10 and injured another 24. Investigators were already looking into a smaller blaze that broke out at the home on Saturday. Joining us from Anderson is Frank Morris. He's a reporter at member station KCUR in Kansas City. Frank, I understand you're at the site of the fire. What actually remains there at that facility?
There's not much left, Michelle. It's just charred white concrete or cinder block walls. There's rubble inside that's still smoking, but these soot-stained walls and the debris is all that's there. There's no roof or anything like that. And there's a nasty, nasty, acrid smell.
Have investigators said anything about a possible cause of this blaze?
No, they really haven't, except to rule out or almost rule out a gas fire. Neighbors saw flames shooting out the doors. They say the whole place was engulfed very quickly. But the investigators are investigating this as a suspicious fire, but they haven't said anything about what it might be. The governor was just here earlier this afternoon, and this is what he had to say.
We're not ruling out a criminal investigation, and indeed, we're treating this as if it were a crime scene. We're not saying it's definitely a crime scene, but we're treating it as if it is and trying to determine if the fire was set by somebody that had a nefarious motive.
Frank, you've been in Anderson for the day talking to people throughout the town. What have you been able to learn about the residents and the group home where they lived?
Well, the group home is a private facility run by a company called Joplin River of Life. There were 32 residents at the time of the fire, and they range in age from 18 to apparently 74. They include people with developmental and mental disabilities as well as the elderly. This facility had been a grocery store. It was built as a grocery store in the mid-80s, and that didn't work out, and it was turned into a retirement community. Anderson Mayor Bob Cochran says it's only recently changed over to this type of facility.
It's evolved into a home for people who have some mental deficiencies and just not able to take care of them. And it's been probably that kind of a home for the last 4 or 5 years.
Now, the town that you're in is located in the southwest corner of the state, not too far from Arkansas and Oklahoma. Could you tell us a little bit about the town of Anderson and how it's taking this tragedy?
Well, it's an extremely small town, and people here really notice. This is obviously a big, big event here. There are fewer than 2,000 people here. A lot of them commute to Bentonville, Arkansas, to work at the Walmart headquarters, or they drive up to Joplin. There are a couple of poultry plants in the county, which are also large employers. But people here, again, they saw these people, they knew them, they knew the owners, they knew the people who worked at the facility, and apparently there were a lot of heroics last night, Michelle, with residents running over and helping with the rescue. They have a volunteer fire department here that got involved, the police force. One of the neighbors here in the little ranch house across the street from the home saw a woman she describes as being very pregnant run in and out of the facility trying to get people out. So this is a town that really feels this and really apparently came together in a big way in the middle of the night last night to try to deal with this tragedy.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was Frank Morris, a reporter at member station KCUR in Kansas City. He was speaking to us from Anderson, Missouri.